Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, May 6, 2016, or the day before Free Comic Book Day. One of those many shopping holidays. We don't do Free Comic Book Day because we don't do comic books, unfortunately. But you may be able to do that at a store near you. Last week at the movies, The Jungle Book repeated at number one with $43.7 million. It was followed by The Huntsman Winter's War, $9.6 million. Keanu, $9.4 million. Mother's Day, $8.3 million. And rounding out the top five was Barbershop The Next Cut, which brought in a respectable $6 million. New this week, Captain America Civil War. Previews went well. People like it. I have not yet seen it myself, but I'm hearing good things. A Bigger Splash, The Family Fant, and others in limited release are also out because Captain America this week. In the news, Agent Carter is being described as highly unlikely to be picked up for another season on ABC. With the release of Captain America Civil War, Marvel has released, according to The Wrap, 42 movies. Granted, not all of these are MCU titles, and they're not necessarily worth recognizing as valid pieces of entertainment, but it just goes to show Marvel has been doing quite a bit with its character portfolio. Alden Ehrenreich is the new Han Solo. I think I pronounced that correctly. He'll be in the Phil Lord, Chris Miller directed movie coming out in 2018, I think it is. And there are rumors that he might cameo in other movies as well. We shall see. A Blues Brothers cartoon is in development by the studio behind Bob's Burgers. What's interesting is this isn't the first attempt. There was one unreleased that actually had Mark Hamill as a cast member many, many moons ago. I want to say back in the 1990s, but I was always interested in seeing that. I think I heard Mark Hamill played kind of a dim-witted cop character. I saw him do the voice somewhere. I'm trying to remember where that was, but it was neat to see. Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange are signed on for a new feud show about Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. 8 episodes. I'm kind of excited. That sounds interesting. And Light in the Attic Records is reissuing Devo's Easy Listening Music Gatefold version album. Well, it wasn't originally Gatefold. I had a Rykodisc CD. There's a 2 CD version and a 2 LP version. There are 2 songs on here that are not on the version that I have. So if you like Devo, and you don't have all the Devo easy listening music you could want, take a look. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's time for the Han Solo sale. We have Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Voltron, and Daft Punk jewelry on sale for buy one, get one, 40% off. Check our website for the full selection at entertainmentearth.com, or don't, and then you can wait and pay full price later. So look now and save 40% on the second one when you buy one at regular price. In toy news, the new movie Ghostbusters toys are hitting now. There is a May 1st street sale date, so you can check our website for ordering those fine items. There are figures, there are little ghosts, there are roleplay items. There's a new proton pack, and it's not very expensive. So there's some pretty cool stuff to check out. We also posted the Hikari Disney Mickey Snow Cone Edition figure, which, based on its 250-piece run, is probably sold out as of my talking about this. There's not a lot to go around. New arrivals this week include the Alien vs. Predator Alien Warrior SH Monster Arts diecast metal action figure. Looks fancy. We also put up a ton of new pre-orders. One of the biggest items this week, we got the first up Captain America Civil War Marvel Legends 3-pack with Captain America and Iron Man in battle-damaged costumes with alternate heads showing them unmasked, and Spider-Man from the movie. Yes. You can order one right now. It should be deliverable later this summer, and you can get it first from Entertainment Earth, theoretically. I'm just saying, you should pre-order this one. We added the Marvel Doctor Strange Pop Taters Mr. Potato Head, as well as the Black Panther. Those are up for grabs right now, and also due in a couple of months. Star Wars Force Awakens Gentle Giant Kylo Ren mini bust is up for next year. We added nearly a dozen Star Wars Force Awakens pop vinyl figures, including Bearded Luke Skywalker, Endor, Luke Skywalker, bunch of others. Great stuff. We put up the new DC Comics Harley Quinn Classic Pinmate wooden figure. It's one of many new Pinmates from Biff Bang Pow. They're on our current catalog cover. We added the Joker, we added Batman, we added Wonder Woman, we added all kinds of stuff. And they're $4.99, and you should check them out. The Gremlins Gizmo Mogwai replica puppet, also Stripe, are up for pre-order right now. They're puppets from the original Gremlins, and think of all the fun you're going to have with those. I'm thinking about it myself. I'm looking forward to it. The Ghostbusters 2016 6-inch ghost figures are up. The Ghostbusters 2016 electronic proton pack is up. It's a projector. It's cool. We also added the Marvel Legends 3¾-inch comic packs Wave 2 and Marvel Legends 3¼-inch action figures Wave 3. One is a comic pack, one is not. They're up for grabs. You should order some. Marvel is good, and they are very good to all of us. Where else are we getting this much? I mean, you know, 20 years ago, would you expect that you'd get a couple of Spider-Man and X-Men movies, let alone everything that we've gotten? It's amazing. I don't know who we have to thank. Maybe it's Toy Biz. I don't know. But it's a great weekend for fan culture stuff. Every weekend seems to be a great weekend for stuff nowadays. If you're into something, you're going to have something to look at. I mean, there's Transformers, there's Devo, there's Star Wars, there's a new Star Trek show, and word's starting to get out about that. It looks like it might not even necessarily be streaming exclusive, which would be fantastic. So I'm excited. I hope you are too. Comic-Con's just around the corner, and so are other important events that are relating to business that unfortunately I can't talk about, but the important thing is that everything we're doing has a bright future, and you've got front row seats, so I hope you like what you're seeing. I hope you have a great weekend. You're probably going to go to a movie and go to a comic book store, because why wouldn't you? And I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. You can find us on Twitter at EntEarth, or our blog at news.entertainmentearth.com, or you can just keep listening to this podcast and you'll hear some of the good stuff. But if you want to see everything and hear everything, you want to sign up for our newsletter too. See you next time, everybody.